Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb, Derek, and Jay share their favorite things on a wide range of topics. They chat, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from serious to silly. Sometimes they have a guest join them to add a new perspective. Whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs, you're in for a treat. So grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
Your money, Jesus, Jay. My other computer.
Hi.
Hey, Jay.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Hey, Jay.
I got to be one of those lucky few today whose cell phone didn't work for 90% of the day.
Yep.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, we were all in the club. Katie was in the club.
Lacey's worked the whole time.
Yeah, see, Tori's worked. My work cell phone worked, but my personal
mine
one did
too.
Not work.
Yeah, me too, Caleb.
I was like, I have all the phones to die. Can you take my work one, please?
Right?
Have an excuse. See, I only use one phone, so I had the excuse.
Yeah. I wish.
Yeah, me too.
Sorry, I'm having mouse problems.
Very serious.
So Derek, I asked Jay before you hopped on, was this an easy or difficult list for you to put together?
It was more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
One thing that I like to do is I will poll people in my office when they
mentioned this.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. And I asked Brian, my coworker, hey, top five shittiest bands. And he looked at me like just blank face. And he was like, boy, it's so hard because they just all sit and shit together, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
Also, I think we mentioned it last week, but like, it's hard to like come up with them because you don't listen to them.
Sure.
Right. We were just saying that same exact thing, Derek, where like there are bands that I like, if you said, do you like this band? I'd say, no, I hate them, but I don't know. I couldn't name you a specific song. So my criteria was it had to be a band that I could list at least a couple specific songs.
Sure.
So I'm familiar enough with them to be able to say I hate them.
Sure. Running it through that filter, I definitely know songs from all these bands.
Yeah.
I will say this. There's at least one on my list that is going to be very controversial.
Okay. I like it.
I know for 100% fact with you, Jay, Caleb, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Okay. Let me think.
I'm nervous
to
tell you.
Let me think. Who would it be? Okay.
Racking your brain. Yeah, okay. For me, it wasn't hard to come up with the list. It was hard to put it in the order. You know what I mean? Like, to me, it would have just been a list. Here's the 30 bands that I don't like. But for me to have to like rank them was harder.
Yeah, Derek, I was telling Caleb that I quickly came up with my short list. You know, just like what, like
boom,
15,
boom.
20 bands, like quickly. But
yeah,
then narrowing it down, it was tough.
Yeah, though my top one, they're just an unforgivable band for me. So it was really easy to come up with which one I hate the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the bottom four from that was more difficult.
So
my
top
five ended up being all bands that I like have a personal story with and a reason to despise them on top of the fact that I don't like their music.
Got it.
So that really helped kind of set them apart.
My top five just seem to be bands you can't avoid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like culturally, they're just present. Like you just hear their music, whether you want to or not.
Yep.
Yeah. Maybe I'll wrap it back into last week's podcast. Maybe I'm going to give you my dishonorable mentions right off the top. And it's just one, and it's the whole cast of Hamilton. So,
You didn't get
okay.
into
I still haven't tried.
it,
No.
okay. Well, should we just go for it then? Start with number
Yeah.
five.
Let's go for
Derek,
it.
it's your topic. I think that means you start.
You get to lead us off.
My number five is the only one in this genre that I have on my list. And it's Michael W. Smith.
Oh, I didn't even think about Christian artists. Man, what was I
I did.
thinking?
I touched on it and I kind of decided, no, I don't
Oh.
hate any of it enough, but I get it. I get Michael W. Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even
Trying to
feel bad
find
about
my place in this world. My
it.
place
Gross.
in this world.
Yeah,
Got a
he's the
lot to
worst.
lean on. I don't even know if these are the right
I
words, but
think that was Stephen Curtis Chapman.
no, that
Oh,
was
he's
definitely
right
Michael
up there.
W. Smith.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Because
It's
I.
all Christian artists with three names.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I guess
Yeah.
I'm proud of you that this is your only one from that genre, because I'm sure it probably could have been all of them.
It could have been.
Yeah.
It really could have been.
Next week's edition, favorite contemporary Christian artists.
Ooh, God.
I actually do have some. There are some Christian albums that I still listen to just because they make me feel good. Is that
Sure.
bad? No.
No, in fact, we will do this with Keegan and Megan quite often, where like we'll be listening to music and someone will slip in,
Some
a little give
Amy
us
Grant.
clean hands or something,
Yeah. Oh no,
Yeah.
I'll do like DC Talk, Jesus Freak. Because I listen to
Sure.
that album a lot. I'll do like another one of mine. I'll say Guilty Pleasures is Rich Mullins, so worship music. Yeah, those come up in my
Oh, God, is it awesome? Yeah, I
See,
get
I don't really like
it.
that song that much. I like more of his actual
Yeah, but that's
songwriting.
like his most famous song probably
Exactly.
ever.
Yeah. That's
Yeah.
what everybody knows. Yep. So anyway. All right. So
So,
that was your number
anything
five.
else from Michael W. Smith?
He sucks ass. That's
Okay.
I'm sure he's a
That's
nice
all.
guy.
I'm sure he is.
I think I saw him in concert twice with my parents. So,
Okay.
yeah.
Cool.
Jay?
All right. My number five. Let me double check. Yes. My number five is Metallica.
Oh,
Ooh.
yes. Yeah. Okay.
There, I can. Honestly, I mean, there might be one song that I would actually leave on if I heard it on the radio, but and I like rock, but like it's just too, that's, I think that might be the threshold of too grungy for me. Like it's too throaty, too dirty, like just it's a little bit too hard a rock for me.
And that's interesting because I like dirty and throaty,
It's your
I
favorite.
know. Yeah.
yeah, so that's my number five. Not a big fan.
You said you had
I
a personal
hear
story for each of them. Do you have a personal story
you.
for this one or?
just like yeah, this one's probably the least of the personal stories, but like a
Okay.
lot of our friends, I remember Dave Clinton Smith always liking Metallica, and I'm thinking, I just think, no, I just don't get it. Like it's just it's for me almost it's kind of that counterculture like Derek with Hamilton. Like everybody likes Metallica and I just never was
Never
really
liked it.
impressed that much.
Got it.
Yeah, I never understood the appeal
Yeah.
ever. There was a great bit on Freebird Hot Wings for a while where they would play a Metallica song, just the vocals, and you hear it and you're like, Jesus, kill me right now. It is miserable. Caleb, do you like Metallica?
No. I They didn't make my list, but I definitely would put them as a very overrated band for sure. But
Overrated is
yeah,
well put.
yeah,
It also
I
reminds
don't
me
hear
of
them enough, so.
sure. It reminds me of Guitar Hero a lot too.
Yeah. And that's th that that would be the only reason I even like some of their songs is because they were on Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
But
Got
anyway,
it.
so that's my number five, Metallica.
All right,
Caleb.
my number five might be my most controversial pick right off the bat. I don't know. We'll see. I can't stand this band, and it's Dave Matthews Band. I cannot stand Dave Matthews Band.
Now, I will say this. When I go to make these lists, I
Oh,
most of
my
the
bear.
time,
Sorry.
I a lot of times will look up lists
Sure.
of whatever topic. I was looking it up and Dave Matthews made the list. It
Really?
was a Rolling Stone magazine. And I'm sorry, Caleb. Well, I'm not sorry. I hated Dave Matthews for a really long time
Sure.
because everybody loved him.
Me too.
And then I started listening to it and I was like, you know, I kind of dig this.
That's how he gets you.
It's how he gets you. I don't know what to tell you. Dave got
That
inside me.
and he dumps poop on you. One of
He
those things.
does.
So.
Did you ever hear that
Brown
story, Derek?
showers. I remember. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I
No,
mean,
I don't know.
go
Oh,
ahead.
sorry. Go, Jay. Go, Jay.
I was just gonna say my experience with Dave. He didn't make my list. I live with someone who likes Dave Matthews. I'm married to her, and she's yeah, so I've always had to put up with him, and I appreciate some of his stuff. I don't like his old stuff as much as his. Well, I shouldn't even say I don't even know any of his newer stuff, but I guess
Sure.
kind of like in the Busted stuff and Grey Street. I guess those were probably the my two favorite albums. But I don't ever seek out the music though. So
That's
yeah, go
interesting
ahead.
because that's the only albums that I ever really listened to, and I will listen to live at Central
Central
Park.
Park. That was actually Nate Lyons got me into that one, and that would be
Yeah.
the only one I'd keep in. I'd keep a CD of that in my vehicle,
Sure.
for Katie. But it was something I could put up with. It was different enough, and it was you didn't hear those songs on the radio all the time at least. So,
Especially in that form, for
yeah,
sure.
yeah.
That's what, and I'm sorry, Caleb. This is,
You're good.
we hijacked your
We
number.
hijacked
No,
your
you're fine.
hate. We hijacked your
We'll let you
hate, and
finish.
that's why I said I think this is the most controversial one.
It's good. It's a good one.
I've only actually been to one Dave concert, but
Me
listened
too.
to a lot of his live music. And it's amazing to me how different he is live than what it is
Sure.
recorded.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Band is very talented. He's very, very talented. Yep.
Yeah. Very dynamic. Have you been to
Yep.
a live show, Kill?
No.
I
Nope. No.
have.
Nope. I would avoid it. Like I said, this is one like you hear his music all the time, and I just never been like I've never
You
been like,
can't get
oh yeah,
into
I
it.
like this song. I'm always like, can we listen to something different,
Track
please?
forward. Are you a jam band kind of guy, though?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something about Dave Matthews. It's never quite
I
clicked
will
with me.
go to Hamilton if you come to a Dave Matthews concert with me.
Ooh, you might have yourself a deal.
Are you paying?
If you pay for Hamilton.
Dave, I was like,
Yeah.
Dave Matthews is expensive, man. That is
So
not
is
a cheap
Hamilton.
ticket.
Well, yeah, so is Hamilton. We'll sit up in the nosebleeds. It'll be great.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
You
Do you
want to
have any more to
finish?
say about your hatred? Nope.
Number five, Dave Matthews. Okay.
No, I wouldn't say it's a hatred. I just don't like his music. I wish it was not on the radio as much as it seems to be on the radio.
Yeah,
Or at least
sure.
was. You know, when we listened to the radio, he was on all the
Yeah,
time. And I
it's true.
just, ugh.
Sure. Yep.
And maybe his deep track stuff's great. I've just never given it a chance because his real popular stuff I don't like. So.
Sure. I'll send you some deep cuts only,
Can you send me a mixtape, a CD?
some
Send me
bootlegs.
some
We'll
mix
send you
CD.
some bootlegs.
Okay, got it.
Give you some deep cuts.
My number four, this might be the only one where I couldn't name songs off the top of my head right now, but if it played, I would be able to tell you. It's Limp Bizkit.
I did it all for the nookie.
Yeah, so
So
you
you
can
can
take that
take
cookie
that
and stick it up your, yeah.
cookie.
That's right.
Did they do Down with the Sickness, or was that a different band?
They
Down.
did not
Isn't
do
that
Down with
the...
the Sickness. That was System of a Down. Or not
Okay.
System of a Down. That was Disturbed.
Disturbed. They're on
I
my
don't
list,
remember.
but I don't know enough of their songs. They
Limp
didn't make
Bizkit
my short
covered
list.
Faith. Remember they covered Faith?
Oh, yeah.
George Michael's Faith?
Yes.
Gross. I'm gonna have to listen to that.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah,
Okay.
I don't know. I don't love the music and I hate the name, if I can be so shallow.
Yeah, you can.
It sounds like they were all jerking off around a cookie together, you
Probably
know?
were.
Yeah. That's how that biscuit got so limp.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds legit to me.
Yeah.
No, they are a
Okay.
bad band.
Yeah.
I would wholeheartedly agree.
They're on,
They
they
just
were
think.
on my honorable mention list. Yeah.
Sure.
I just haven't
Dishonorable
thought about them.
mentions. I just haven't thought about them since I was like 12. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, they're so far from my brain that, yeah, I wouldn't even
They
think
come
of them.
on every once in a while when you go to like a bar or something like that, or like I've heard it from time to time.
Sure.
And then I leave.
And then you walk out of that Applebee's.
That's right.
Ruby Tuesdays.
Ruby Tuesdays. They're big at Ruby Tuesdays. Think one of them
Sorry,
works there
Jay.
now.
All right, my number four is Train.
Ooh.
So, yeah, like
Drops of
overplayed.
Jupiter.
Yeah. I have a funny story with them though, and you know, all the reasons why we don't like the other bands, like just overplayed on the radio. Like seemed like for a while there, every single they'd put on the radio and it would suck. But it was like, oh, this is Train. Everyone likes Train. So what we went to California one time and got tickets to see Jay Leno, like a walk up, you know, the standby tickets. And so we didn't really have a choice. We put in for like all the night shows and we only got Jay Leno. It was went back when everybody hated Jay Leno for getting Conan off the air. And so it was really easy to get tickets for a show. But anyway, we went to the show and there was the guests were Mindy Kaling from The Office and who was McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy.
Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, Patrick Dempsey were the two guests, and the musical guest was Train. And they came out and sang one song. Oh shoot. I recognize it every time it comes
It
on the
wasn't Drops of
radio.
Jupiter?
No, this was post Drops of Jupiter. This was like
Okay.
they were trying to come back. This was like their comeback album, and that it didn't really take off. But you do hear this one song every once in a while. I think it's something having to do with just Get Married or something like that. Marry Me, or it's some stupid
Oh,
song. You'll
yeah.
hear
I
it
know what you're
every
talking
once in a
about.
while.
I can.
So we just have this funny story. Anytime Train comes on, we always say, "Oh, I hate this song." But remember when we saw them live for one song? It was so weird. They just came out for one song. It's like, oh, the lights popped on and it's like, oh, hey, there's Train, and they played for one song and then they went away.
It's a weird experience, too. Like, no warm up, no nothing.
The name of
Yeah.
the song is actually Marry Me. That's the name
Marry
of
Me.
it.
Yep. So anyway, that's
I
my number
can't.
four.
I can't picture that fucking song.
It's not very popular. It was like
Huh. It
maybe
was,
a
yeah.
top 40 song. Like it
Interesting.
was, yeah. Who's next?
I'm
Caleb.
next.
Caleb.
My number four. This is the only artist from this genre, although I probably could have an entire list from the genre, and that's Toby Keith. I can't stand Toby Keith.
Save a horse,
I
ride a
oh my
cowboy.
every song of his is terrible. I just
Rest in
it's
power.
I hear he's a
He's
great
dead,
guy.
Caleb.
I
He's
hear he's a
not.
great
He
guy and did,
passed
he was a great
was.
guy. He was a great guy and did lots for people, but his
I
music
liked his
sucks
restaurant. He had a
bad.
good restaurant.
Yeah, I just there's every time I would hear a Toby Keith song, I would a part of me would die.
Also,
Caleb.
Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy is not Toby Keith, Jay. I just need to fact check you on that.
Who is that? Oh, that's Big
That's
and Rich.
Big and
Big
Rich.
and Rich. Sorry, I was
That's
just
right.
spouting off. American bands,
Yeah.
American man, they always end up in Slough. They always, they get
Reggae
that right.
jazz.
When
Yeah,
they
there's
see Old
just
Glory flying, there's a lot of men dead. So you can land peace and life and you lay down your head.
My
You
daddy
heard my
served in
turn.
the army. You're hurting me on the inside. Then it'll still
So,
run
Caleb, I
out.
have to be honest. I went through a Toby Keith phase. I've seen him live. Great
We
show, by
all
the way.
did. I did not go through a Toby Keith phase. It's
I
always hurt me. Every time I hear that, makes me sad. Are you sure you didn't go through a Big and Rich phase with
No.
your
No, actually, Nate Lyons is a big and Rich fan. And so
that
we
pans
always
out.
yeah. But anyway. Hi, Katie.
Yeah.
Katie, do you have a least favorite band? Do
I do.
you want to put an AirPod in?
Yeah, we'll put an AirPod in. Hi, guys.
Hi, Katie.
Hi. So I want to share the topic is
Least
worst artists.
favorite. Yeah.
Least favorite. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is Roy Orbison.
Ooh,
All
you're gonna
right.
go.
You're gonna have to help me with that.
So, yeah,
Pretty woman. That guy.
Oh,
Yeah,
sure.
that guy. So back in 2001, even though the artist was long dead, like long dead,
Yeah. I was gonna say he died a long time ago.
his estate went after people who had downloaded his music on Napster.
Oh, gross.
And so Roy Orbison is the reason why I got kicked off of Napster. And so forever will he be my least favorite artist. Anyway.
You're going to want to stick around for my number three. This is my controversial one, Jay.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Well,
Is it? It's your turn
It's
for number
my turn.
three. Yeah.
I'm going to make no apologies for this.
You
And I
shouldn't.
know you're going to hate me, Jay. My number three is U2.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Are you? I thought
Yeah.
you were a huge U2 fan.
I went through a U2 phase.
U2 is
I'll
very
never
good. You're
forgive
wrong,
them.
but I can see where you're coming from.
I'll never forgive them for putting their music on my
I
iPhone.
mean, that is
Oh, yep.
understandable.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Definitely
Also,
turned a lot of people off.
it did. My thing for them, okay, so I was talking about this with Lacey tonight of like, I think I hate you too. And we were talking about Michael W. Smith. And
Are
is
they the
Vivian
secular version of
frozen?
Michael W.
Oh,
Smith? Yeah.
Vivian's trying
Well,
to
I still
hear into the AirPod.
can hear it.
Oh.
Sure. I can hear you
I
guys.
started playing U2, and
Yeah.
then I skipped ahead in the track and then played another track, skipped ahead in it, played another track, and they're all the same. They're all the same.
In the name of love.
Hey,
One more.
if I'm allowed to hate Roy Orbison because of Napster, you are 100% allowed to hate U2
Because of Apple.
because of Apple.
Yeah.
Yep, you're. I give
That
you
is
the
a
okay.
generous take, Katie, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm sorry. I hate you too. I think their music is shit. So
I
that's that.
disagree. We've seen them in concert a few times.
Yep.
They're a good show. They'd probably change your mind if you saw them live, but I understand.
Okay, that's fair. That's
That's
all you
fine.
can do as a friend is understand
I
me.
was just really scared you were going to say the Killers, and I would have had to disconnect you.
Oh, I would never do that to you.
The Killers
Okay.
or Weezer, right?
Yeah,
One of those two.
exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Good night, guys. Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye, Katie.
Bye, Katie.
You have one quickly, Vivian?
Well, this leads me to my number three, which is Taylor Swift. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. It was a joke. I'm kidding. It was a joke.
Oh my god.
It was just a joke.
Ooh, okay. That's good. That's really good.
Is that
So the other day at our class, we were talking about what our least favorite artists were, and we settled on either Sabrina Carpenter or JoJo Siwa.
okay?
I don't know who the second one is, so
You don't,
she's like
I
a
don't know.
Nickelodeon star.
And now she's like goth.
And isn't she? Yeah, she's goth and she's gay, which is totally her prerogative, but
I know,
like
but she's like, I'm
she's like very flamboyant and very out there. And
the
yeah, it's a little
one.
bit hard to see.
I always hated her anyway, even when she's like the bow girl, you know? I didn't like her. I was
I
like,
gotta look this
she's
girl up. Her name is what?
Jojo.
Jojo
JoJo
Siwa?
Siwa. Yep.
Siwa.
A.
That's IWA. Don't know her.
Yeah, she wouldn't be
Oh,
anything
oh,
that she wouldn't have come
oh.
across your radar,
Do
I'm
you see the
sure.
before and after pictures?
I do, because she was a cute girl.
She's a cute girl, yeah.
No,
And
she had
now
like a 16
she
head, but
looks. I don't even know how to describe this with a 10-year-old on the phone. I don't think I can.
12.
less cute.
Yeah, less cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, less cute.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say definitely JoJo would not have fallen under your radar, Derek, because your kids
No.
weren't in that age and you definitely were not
That
watching
age.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah, okay.
No.
Bye.
Bye,
Bye,
Bye.
Vivian.
I only know JoJo Siwa from stories. I don't think I've ever heard a song of hers or anything outside of her new stuff, just because it's been everywhere.
Yeah, I couldn't name a song anymore. I probably could back when Vivian was 3 years old or whatever, but all right, so
So that
that
moves us
was
quickly into your number three, Jay.
my number three.
Yeah.
My number three is Nickelback.
Ooh. Jay,
Yeah.
your number three and my number three are the same.
Yes.
Nickelback is my number three as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I also when their first album came out, I went through a Nickelback phase. I liked it. I think most people probably did, but like they have one sound and it's all grungy. It's all, I just wanna be a rock star. Hey,
Yeah.
wanna be a rock star.
To spoil my list, they are my number one.
Okay. All right.
So I thought starting this list out that they would end up being number one, but they moved down to three for me.
Yeah. They're
They're
just
terrible.
gross.
They
They're
are. Agreed.
terrible.
Yep.
I know it's
Yeah.
like I know it's a cool thing to hate Nickelback, but I really just cannot stand their music. Every time it comes
No.
on, it
Yep.
hurts my ears.
Yep.
So, Jay,
Yeah.
Caleb, I'm sorry, you don't know who we're talking about, but Tyler and Grant actively listen to Nickelback on job sites. That's a bummer.
I can understand that. I know, I mean, I know a lot of people that like Nickelback, and I understand
Are they
that.
all poor blue collar people?
Or Canadians? I don't know.
Next question.
Yeah. Next question, please.
I don't know what their demographic
Yeah. So that
is.
was, yeah, so Nickelback, my number three. Caleb, you got any thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't. All their songs sound the same. They all sound terrible. I don't get how they've been so popular for so long, to be honest with
I
you.
don't either.
It baffles my mind that people
And
are like, oh yeah,
there's
it's a new Nickelback. I'm like, that's the same as the one that was on last week. Like it's the
yeah.
same.
That's the
They're
same.
still touring, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing I will say, I will credit them for embracing the hate that they get.
Okay.
They
Sure.
seem like they've kind of embraced the "we
Yeah.
suck" label,
Yeah.
which I think is
So
a credit to them.
yeah.
I watch a YouTube family, and they're building their own house, and they were doing plumbing, and they were doing a lot of glue for the PVC and getting high unintentionally. And it turned out that every time they got high unintentionally, they ended up singing Nickelback. But as a joke, then they bought tickets to a concert, like
Oh
an
my gosh.
arena concert, and that motherfucker was sold out.
Yep, I'm sure.
A
I'm sure
sold
they're
out
still
show.
popular. They're still
Yeah.
popular. Yeah, you don't get
Why? Why?
just look at these photographs.
Every time I do, it makes me laugh. Yeah.
Bad.
Gross.
Well, I guess we're on number two then, right?
Yeah, we get to
Yeah.
jump ahead.
So my
Derek.
number two is Creed.
Just off of my
Same.
list.
Is that the same band? They're just American, not Canadian.
That's about the long and short of it. Yeah. I can't do it.
I've
You
seen him
mentioned
live.
this. Have you?
Yeah.
Are you a Creed fan?
I was in 19 or 2000 or 2001. I liked
Sure.
him.
Again, I think it's one of those things where everybody was for a minute.
Yeah, I mean
Sure.
they were pop for a while there, yeah.
Yeah. I just can't do it.
Yeah, I get it. And
Little
I'm the same
trick
way.
made
They were
happen.
probably my number six or seven.
Yeah.
So.
When I just heard the
Yeah,
news
again, just the
today.
same sound. Every song is the
Yep.
same. No versatility.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. Your one and two are basically the same band.
They are too.
You have Creed and Nickelback, one and two.
Yeah.
Definitely
It, I'm
picking up
not gonna
on what you
lie,
don't like.
it was hard to choose between the two of them.
Yeah.
Who I hated more.
Sure.
But it's Nickelback. There's no excuse for that being on the radio.
Was going to
No.
say probably longevity is probably the biggest part, right? Because you can still
Yeah.
hear Nickelback
Yeah,
on the
you still
radio.
hear it.
That's right.
It's pretty rare you'll hear Creed, but
Mr. Neatring?
all right. My number two is a lot about his music, but a lot more about him as an individual. And
Kanye West.
it makes it even worse that he's from the state that I'm from.
Oh.
And
Oh, Kid
Bob
Rock.
Seger?
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Sure.
I really do not like Kid Rock at all. Nothing about him I like.
That's fair.
And I hate the fact that sometimes that stupid song that he copied after
Alabama. Yeah.
like
Oh,
sometimes that
no,
gets
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
stuck in, yeah, but what's
It's right. It's Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah, that he did.
yeah.
what's it called? Summertime in Northern Michigan.
Oh, summertime
Yeah,
in
yeah, yeah.
Northern Michigan.
We were drinking funny things and we were smoking funny things.
Making love at by the lake to our favorite song.
Oh,
Drinking
man.
whiskey out the bottle.
Not thinking about tomorrow.
Yep.
Sweet
What a
home.
jam.
Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
What if, I don't know what your problem is. That's a fucking hit.
So that's what I'm saying is like that's the only song where it's like sometimes it gets stuck in my ear,
No,
you
that
know,
doesn't make
because
it good, though. That doesn't
no,
make
it
it good.
doesn't. It doesn't. But every other song his I hate, and then I hate him as a person. He's just such a
A
scummy guy.
dirtbag?
Yeah, and there
Yeah.
are and the worst part about it is like I've met people that are like really like good people and they're like, "Oh, we went and saw Kid Rock at it perform at some local thing in Detroit and he's like helping out the community and stuff." I'm like, I just don't like how is this guy like
Yeah.
anyway.
What specifically don't you like about him? I'm interested in that. With the caveat, I hate Kid Rock. I went to a Kid Rock concert when I was in 10th grade, ninth or 10th grade. Got kicked out with Kyle Klein, because some dude dropped a joint at Kyle's feet and Kyle picked it up in front of a security guard and started smoking it, and then we got kicked out. But there was strippers on a pole
Oh my
at the
gosh.
concert.
Of course. I mean, that's basically why I don't like him, you know, because of just how like everything about him is like chicks and, you know, just cut off shorts and then just his very, he's a Trump supporter, isn't he? He's like pretty right wing. Like he, it's a lot about him personally. I just find pretty reprehensible, but and then his music just kind of seals it for me. So yeah.
Love it. I love it. I've never felt trashier in my life than when I went to that concert.
Yeah. I mean, really the big, I mean, you'll see like in all of my bands, we'll get into it when we get into our dishonorable mentions, is like basically all these people are like people that like are just kind of crummy people, or they at least put out that image as that they're just like scummy people. And like I like finding like I'm all right with a some cathartic music from time to time from my bands, but like I also like my bands to sing like uplifting songs too that make me feel good. And I feel like a lot of these bands just don't do that for me. So that's probably how they got there. And Kid Rock
That's
is
fair.
near the top of that list.
All right. Well, my
That's my
number
number two.
two,
Yep.
is a very popular band that I can't stand, and it's AC/DC.
Thank you.
I
Thank you
can't
for saying it.
stand AC/DC. I don't understand how they've had such a long career. I don't understand how people think they're like one of the greatest rock bands ever. They're terrible. They're terrible. All of their songs suck. The guy can't sing worth the crap. It's horrible. I just can't stand AC/DC. Don't
Dude.
get it.
Dude. Sorry. I
It's
like some
boggled my
AC/DC.
mind.
So when I was in high school, my friends didn't listen to AC/DC, but we would take our trucks up to the Silver Lake Sand Dunes, and the Back in Black album by AC/DC was like the best album to drive your truck way too fast through sand dunes. It was like the best album for that. And so like every time I hear that album, it always brings me back to that. And
Yeah.
so,
So you have
but
good
other than
memories
that, I totally
associated with
agree with
it.
you. Not a big AC/DC fan. Hell's bells.
But we've
Sorry,
all
just
gotten
can't do
really
it.
drunk to Thunderstruck, though, right? No.
Thunderstruck. You
Really?
never,
You've never played Thunderstruck?
nope.
Wow.
I can't. I don't like AC/DC. I just.
You
I
don't have to
can't.
like AC/DC to be on a
Yeah.
party bus
Yeah.
and play Thunderstruck.
I've never been on a party bus playing Thunderstruck.
Well,
So,
you haven't lived, Caleb.
I
Or hung
haven't.
out with your younger brother-in-laws that make you drink too much.
That's right.
Yeah. Thanks, Brad. Hey, Brad and Ryan.
Big shout out,
Shout
Brad and
out. Big
Ryan,
shout out.
sponsor the show.
Bud Light.
But what's Kid Rock's beer? Like American beer or
Probably
whatever
Bud
it is?
Light.
Bush.
Probably not
Oh,
anymore.
he boycotted Bud Light. He has his
Yeah.
own beer. Isn't it American beer or something like that?
Oh,
He's
maybe.
got his own beer. I can't remember what it's called though. Let's see if I can find it.
It wouldn't be Bud Light
Well,
because Bud Light is
it's
like
not Bud
accepting
Light.
of
Of things that he doesn't accept. So it's automatically bad. Anyways, all right, we're on number one.
Yep. Number one for D Rock.
Well, I blew my load. It's Nickelback.
Oh, that's right. Nickelback.
I wanted you to bring
Hey,
it up again so we could talk about it
gonna be a rock star.
more. Where are you at,
Right.
Jay? What's your number one?
My
I'm
number
dying to
one
know.
has a story as well. And this is probably gonna be controversial for probably not for you guys, but maybe for some people. Is the so I'll say it first. It's Aerosmith.
Oh, thank you.
So I have a story. we went down to spring break. Katie had to work and ended up going down with friends like Dave and Brett and Justin Hoback and trying to think who else was there. But like there was a group of couples that went, Jared Cram. And I was the only one that left my wife back in Michigan. And we were driving down to Florida and we stopped at a rest stop and there was this guy at the rest stop that was like he was acting very weird and he drove a nice he drove like a Honda Accord, nice Honda Accord. But he was like walking up to people and like asking him and he seemed pretty harmless to me, so I asked him what he needed, and he's like, "Oh, I was just I need someone to drive my car." I think we were in Tennessee or something. He's like, "I need someone to drive my car down to Georgia to my mom's house because I'm having a like diabetic episode, and he's like, my blood sugar's really low, and I just need to get home to be able to take my shot or whatever, my insulin, get to my insulin." And so like, and he is like, "This is my mom on the phone. She's vouching for me. Like, you know, she just wants me to get home safely. I was up," he was at like a military camp up in Tennessee. He was in the Air Force or something like that. And so I was like, "Sure, we're heading right down that way. So I'll drive your car." And
Oh my God, how are
it
you
was the
alive?
sketchiest thing. I should never have done. I was probably 20, 24 years old at the time, just young and naive. And so I drove his car and Dave and everybody followed us in the minivan. And how did that work? So like, yeah, they were behind me and they're like, "If you need anything, put your flashers on. Like if he attacks you or whatever," they texted me that. And so we chatted for a while, but then the guy ended up falling asleep and he had this really It was a really cool, like early MP3 player connected to his stereo, and he had a really loud sound system. And so it was kind of nice. Enjoyed the music, but then he started playing all of the anthology of Aerosmith
Oh,
on
geez.
repeat, and he fell asleep. And I didn't know how to work his
Oh.
MP3 player. And so I was listening to the Aerosmith greatest hits, and I probably heard it 5 times while I drove his stupid car. And I just like every time I hear an Aerosmith song, I get a flashback to driving this stranger's car from Tennessee to Georgia. And just it was just like on top of like not knowing who this guy was, and then his mom tried to call me later and say he needed help, and like it was like a really weird situation. Now I hate Aerosmith because of it.
I love
I
how
have
Aerosmith got
I'm
thrown into
left
that
with
bus.
so many more questions than
Okay.
answers after this.
Ask him.
How long did you drive with him?
I probably drove his car for like 4 or 5 hours. I don't know. How long does it take to get
I don't
from
know. It
Tennessee to
depends on where
Georgia?
in Georgia.
Yeah. I would guess
Okay.
probably 4 or 5 hours.
Okay. Did you drive him to his mom's house?
Yes.
What was that interaction like when you got there?
Actually, no. I think we stopped and we just stopped at a like park and ride, and that's where his
Okay.
mom was because it was right off the highway. They didn't want to inconvenience us too much, so we just
And
got off the highway, and then I jumped back in the van at the park
did
and
you
ride. I
meet his
believe it.
mother?
Yeah, I believe so.
And this was legit.
I mean,
Are you sure you weren't trafficking drugs?
no, I am not sure. But I'm alive.
Wow.
Yeah,
How
that's
have
the
I never
story.
heard this story before?
Yeah, I don't
Jay,
know.
we spent years working
I
together.
can't believe I've never told you that. Have I told you, Caleb?
No.
No?
Nope.
That is unreal.
Yeah.
Well, I just think it's unfair that because of that story is the reason you hate Aerosmith. That just doesn't seem fair to
Sweet. Emotion.
I will agree there are some really
Love in
bad
an
Aerosmith songs,
elevator.
but there's also a
Love
couple good Aerosmith songs.
it up while we're going down.
I love
Right. So
All
you want me to
right.
go to my number one?
Yeah. Yeah.
My number one's already been said, and I echo everything that has already been said. And my number one is Kid Rock.
Aerosmith. Oh,
Nope,
yes.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
I
Yep.
cannot stand Kid Rock. There's
I'm
nothing
glad
about
you're
Kid
with me.
Rock that is redeemable. Everything is terrible. Him as a person, his music, everything is just the worst.
Yep.
I just, ugh.
Yeah. Just
Even
grungy.
Uncle Cr I even hate Uncle Cracker
Oh,
now just
Uncle
because I've associated
Crackers.
with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just nothing. Yeah. By the way, I looked up his beer. It's called Badass, and he does have a lot
Badass.
of it,
Yep,
apparently.
that's what it is.
That's
Yep.
disgusting. I hate that too.
Yeah. Can't stand Kid Rock. He was an easy number
Nope.
one.
Nice. Well, Derek, you want to give us some of your dishonorable mentions?
I do. I will echo AC/DC. I dropped that in the office today. I said they're the worst. They're the fucking worst band ever. But not ever, because Nickelback is. In that same vein, I hate Guns N' Roses.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
I do like some of their
I know.
songs, but I do hate them as a
Yeah.
band.
Yeah. And then this might be my most controversial on my dishonorables. It's Pearl Jam.
No, I'm all right with
Yeah.
that.
They're on mine.
Okay. Yeah. I can't do it. Everyone like just sucks Eddie Vedder's dick, and I don't get it.
I
I
like
don't
Eddie
either.
Vedder's solo stuff, like when he just did like instrumental. He's got an
Sure.
album, but like Pearl Jam, I just do not like that sound. It's not for me.
No, I don't get it.
Yep.
I'll
Yeah.
go into mine since Pearl Jam was on mine.
Yeah, do it.
Pearl Jam just got knocked off my list. I'm with you. Not a big Pearl Jam fan.
No.
Like, if I'm going grunge, I'm listening to Nirvana or something, but
Yeah,
I just
sure.
I don't like Pearl Jam. Offspring, never liked Offspring.
Sure, I hear you
No,
there.
Caleb, you're breaking my heart. I'm sorry. I've just
I liked Offspring for a while.
Offspring is about as grungy as I get, and I like
Yeah,
them. I want to
I
see them.
just
I want to
don't.
see them. They're actually on my bucket list. I want to see them live, but I get
Yep,
it.
never been a fan. And my number two is primary, or my number two, my last one on my list is primarily because of one song, and that's Kesha.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I cannot
wake up
stand the
in
song
the morning
TikTok.
feeling
Feeling
like
like
P.
that's
Diddy.
not Kesha. Oh, that is
Yes, it
Kesha. Yeah, that
is.
is. I was thinking that was Miley
Yeah. I've seen
Cyrus.
Kesha live twice. Yes, it is.
Got my
Well,
glasses out the door. I'm about to hit this city.
yeah, it literally is because of that song TikTok. I can't stand that song. It was played 1,000 times in my
It
head.
make you
But
feel
then,
better if you knew that she also hates that song?
yes, I do feel like she's got like a lot of her newer stuff has gotten a lot better. And I
Yeah.
like that song that she wrote about that terrible producer.
Yeah.
Like that
Yep.
song's really good. The only reason it's, like I said, seriously, the only reason it's on is because of TikTok. I can't stand that song, and I've heard it so many times. It's
I
fucking
fucking
terrible.
love that song. I'm sorry.
I do too.
It's fine.
I
I
do
know where
too.
you're at,
But I
but
understand.
God damn it. That's a banger when it comes on, and you're like,
Yeah.
I
I
don't know
get
if I
it.
really want to listen to this. And then
Yeah.
you get about 2 bars in, you're like, no, this is so good. I'm going to brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack.
And look, I will be the first person to admit I have definitely sung that song at a wedding when it's been played. I
Yes.
have, but it just, there's something about that song when it comes on, it hurts me a little.
I get it. I understand, but
That's
I
fair.
disagree.
What
That's
is
all
the
right.
song you were talking about?
That I was talking about?
Oh,
I can't even name of it.
is it the one, Don't Let the Assholes Get You Down?
Hang on, I'll
There's
tell
she
you.
wrote a few
Give me a
songs about
second.
him. She was pretty.
It's called Praying.
Oh, Pray.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's a
Yep.
good song.
I really like
Yeah.
that song. Like,
That's a
I.
good one. Is it because you're a diehard Christian and it's about praying?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
I knew it.
It should be on every, it should be sung in every church.
That's right. It
Right
is at
before
my
the
church.
Eucharist.
That's right. You guys play euchre at your church?
Yeah. Did a good
I'm
tournament
going
there.
alone.
All right, Jay, let's hear your
All right.
dishonorables.
I got so a lot of these kind of got grouped together and yeah, it's these kind of all get grouped together because I hate them all probably about the same. You'll see where I'm going. Hinder, stained, Godsmack, disturbed, 3 days grace, tool, corn, seether, Limp Bizkit, Creed. They're the worst. It's
I had
not a
two
good
on my
genre.
list. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say that I was a fan of Seether for too long,
Yeah.
but I was young. I was in sixth grade. Give me a break, you
But
know?
there are some songs by these where it's like, okay, that's a better
That's pretty good.
sounding song. Yeah.
Yeah.
But most of them are bad.
Yeah. Always hated Hinder. Is that the lips of an angel? Is that what they
I
sing?
think so. I think so.
Yeah.
Lips of
Gross.
an angel. Yeah.
Remember playing a
Why you gotta
pretty
call
boy?
in them
Listen.
and
Listen, I had my hardcore metal days, and those bands are not like whatever is like, oh, I love metal, love hardcore. They list those bands off. I'm like, that is not metal. That is not hardcore. That is the softest girl rock ever. Like, don't even bring that in here. It's that
my
they're not metal.
girlfriend's in the next
It's so
room.
bad.
Here's some them.
Don't even know how
To
to label
quote
them. They're
School of
so
Rock,
bad.
to quote School of Rock, Caleb, you're not hardcore unless you live hardcore, you know?
Yep.
What a fucking movie. Can we
Yeah.
talk about Jack Black in that
And The
movie?
Legend of the Rent was way past due.
That's exactly
I
right. What a
haven't
fucking
seen that. I haven't
movie.
seen that movie in so long.
So
And
good.
me
We
either.
watched it with Vivian probably a
Let's
few,
rock.
two, 3 years ago,
Let's
and she liked it.
rock
It
today.
stands up.
Look, going
Yeah.
back to last week, that should have been on your top five musicals.
It should have been.
It's good stuff.
It's not that musical, though.
Well, but there's an actual School of Rock musical.
Is there?
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
I haven't
is.
seen it.
I've
I'll have to
seen
look
it.
it up.
We've seen it. Actually, that's why we watched the movie with Vivian, was because we went to the musical. It's good. It's fun. If you, yeah, I mean, if you like the movie, you'll like the musical.
I mean, there's a Clueless musical, for goodness sakes.
That's
So,
true.
sure. Well, there we
or not
go.
Clueless,
There we
Legally
go.
Blonde.
We figured it out. Who the
Top
worst bands?
15 worst bands ever.
Yep.
Only a little overlap. We had what? Nickelback, Creed, and Kid Rock overlap?
No Creed. No Creed overlap. Just Nickelback, Kid Rock. I think that's it.
Okay. It Limp Bizkit too, if we talk about
If we go to
dishonorables,
honorable
but
mentions. Yeah, that's very
yeah.
true. We
Yeah.
also had Pearl Jam as you and I both had it as a dishonorable
Yeah.
mention.
All right,
Interesting.
so what's next week?
I'm not sure whose turn it is.
It would be my turn.
All right.
I was thinking holidays.
Top five
Favorite
favorite
holidays? Least
holidays.
favorite holidays?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that
Holidays.
boring? Is that
No,
not a fun?
I like that. We're going into the holiday season. Probably by the
Sure. That's
time I
kind of my
get this
thought.
edited, it will be.
Well, my other thought was to do it as like top five favorite Halloween costumes, but I was like, I don't know if I could do that.
I definitely could not.
Bloody Nurse.
Slutty pumpkin.
Well,
Slutty
I was more
pumpkin.
I was thinking more ones you've
Reference
worn,
acknowledged.
but sure.
Thank you,
Good.
Jay. We're watching How I Met Your Mother again right now. It stands up. I
It is
fucking
so
love that
good.
show.
Yeah, I think that's one I'd like to watch with Vivian.
Should we
I think she.
do a top five sitcoms that aren't on anymore? Can
That's
we
like
add that
all,
to the list?
that's all my favorite top five.
Yeah, that would be all mine anyway.
Okay, fair. Fair. But like, yeah, I suppose like if we were to do like top five TV shows, like I could probably come up with some that are current.
Yeah.
But if we were to do discontinued ones,
Yeah, we could do that.
add
We
it
could
to
do
the
anything we
list.
want. This is our podcast.
It's
This
our
is not our
podcast.
podcast. This is the High Five podcast. If it's our
Shout out
podcast, it's
to,
something else.
yeah, it's dead and gone now. Is Justin Timberlake off the deep end?
Speaking of dead and gone,
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you mean off the deep
I
end?
saw a picture of him the other day and he looked coked out of his mind.
Well, didn't he got arrested for drunk driving or something, right? And so you probably saw
Did
his
he?
mugshot. You probably saw his mugshot.
Oh no, this was at a concert. Someone
Oh,
like
really?
snapped. Oh dude, it was bad.
I
Really?
did see that. I did see that photo going around the
Yeah.
interwebs.
Well, he
Also,
but
he did Tiny Desk, which was a fucking phenomenal performance. But I was watching, I was like, but there's something with this dude. Like, what is up with your eyes? And I really like JT.
yeah,
So,
I'll have to check it out.
yeah, figured it out.
Who knows?
Yeah, I
Deep
know.
dive
I mean,
on it.
he didn't he cheat on his wife? Or he got
Really?
caught. He got like there was like an
I don't think
Instagram
so.
photo or something of him at a like a resort with some other lady.
Oh.
And
Ah.
this was like 3 or 4 years ago, I want to say. Like it
Well, they're
was
still
not new
together.
news. But he's married to what's it, Jessica
Jessica
Biel?
Biel.
Jessica.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, there was like some photo that was taken of him like on a balcony of a resort with like another woman, and they were like in their robes or something. It was like, oop, that's not good, dude.
Okay,
Yeah.
I'm changing my choice from top five holidays because as I think about it, I'm like, we're all gonna have the same ones. Like,
Yeah.
there's just not enough holidays to do five.
Christmas.
Like, we're all gonna have Christmas, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Halloween, right?
Easter is my number one.
So there's just not enough. I gotta choose a different one. You guys can keep
Okay. I'm
chatting.
trying to think one
I
of
gotta
the
come up with another
stupid
one. Boxing Day or
Boxing Day.
Martin Luther King
Valentine's Day.
Day.
What's the was it's not like Enlightenment. What's the church one where
The church one. Advent?
no,
Easter?
it's like Enlightenment or it's like
Passover? Passover is
it's one of
Jewish.
those where but anyway, like I always thought the like especially the Presbyterian holidays that they celebrate were just ridiculous. It's like, oh, this is we're celebrating the time when God told Mary she was gonna have a baby. That's what's that one called?
That's not a holiday.
It is a holiday.
It's
In the
not.
Presbyterian Church, it is.
Yeah. But anyway, I would have picked something like that just to be funny.
Sure.
Are you thinking of, oh, you're thinking of not enlightenment. It's the one where the Holy
Now
Spirit
you're
enters
stuck on
people and
it.
they talk in tongues and they talk in all the languages. Oh my gosh. You always wear red to church. Gosh, now I'm having a brain fart. It'll come to me, but it's not
What's that
enlightenment. I know
stick?
exactly what you're talking about.
Annunciation?
Nope.
How do you say it? Sorry, that was a dad joke.
Whatever. I don't care that much. I think
I'm
it's
gonna figure it out.
annunciation. But anyway.
Back to Justin
Pentecost?
Timberlake.
Is it Pentecost?
Pentecost,
Pentecost?
sure. That's the one you were thinking of with the red. Yeah.
That's not the one you were thinking
Ruah.
of, though. You were thinking of
Oh.
Pentecost? No? Okay.
Oh.
Okay, I gotta come up with. Hey, we haven't done this one yet. Yeah, let's do our top five musicals.
Hate you. If you're Justin Timberlake and you're gonna cheat on your wife, maybe don't do it at a resort, right?
Yeah.
Go to a fucking private island, you dumbass.
Don't cheat on Jessica Biel.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Underlying, don't do that. But if you were going to.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do top five actors, actresses.
Ooh,
Okay.
okay.
I like it.
Okay.
Because I wanted something with more variety, because I holidays are just not enough.
Sure.
Does it have to be? Do you have to be mixed gen? Like, do you have to? Can I only pick men or only women, or
Sure.
it can be whatever you want?
Yep. I mean, we could just say top five actors or top five actresses, and we could do different episodes.
Two separate episodes, but doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, let's just leave it as
Okay.
actors, actresses, and you can run with it however you want.
Okay. Sounds good.
Already putting one down.
Jessica Biel.
Stop the recording. I have things to talk to you about.
Okay.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the start, not the end. Don't forget to share your high fives with us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehighfivepodcast. We'll be back next week with more exciting adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a big high five from Caleb, Derek, and Jay to you. We'll see you next time. Intro and outro music was created by our friend Trevor Durheimer.